episode 683, Thrive Without Guilt.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, ladies. How is it going? Are you ready for the rest of the week? I know. Can you believe it's already Wednesday? It is Power Pack Wednesday. It is the day before Thanksgiving. Don't panic. Take a deep breath. You're going to thrive without guilt. You really are, because you know what? What you need, you already have. God gave it to you already. So there's no reason to get any kind of like weirdness going on in your mind and taking yourself down the road that you shouldn't be walking. No, today is your day to thrive without guilt. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so excited that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to find the simple in every day. That's what we're doing here, aren't we? We are, because we live in a very complex world. And I got to tell you, I've been thinking a lot about our complexity of life and how we stuff it. And I kind of think of the stuffing part because, you know, it is Thanksgiving and I cannot wait to stuff my belly. Okay, we're not going to stuff the belly too full because we have to thrive without guilt. And I know that's kind of where you are headed to. You want to be able to enjoy your holidays, enjoy the family, but somehow our goals tend to get in the way, whether it's the goals of our business and we're trying to build a business and we can never escape it, because when you work from home, in home, when do you ever close those doors? When? Probably never, right? You could have an idea come to you at 1 o'clock in the morning and you will stay up till you finish that idea, because if you don't, what happens? Yep, you go down the road of guilt. Oh, I'm there so many times. And then what happens is the next day rolls around and then you're tired. And what you thought you could get done in the next day doesn't happen. And so you find yourself in this wonderful hamster wheel of guilt, of shame, of doubt, thinking that I'm never going to finish this. I'm never going to be the power, mighty warrior that God created within me. But you can be. You can thrive without guilt. Now today, I want to jump right into the Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. I want you to celebrate in style. Yes, can you believe we're jumping in this early? I know, but it's because you have so many things to do that we're just going to kind of use this kiss and we're going to talk things out today a little bit. So you need to celebrate in style. Make a promise to celebrate in style. What does that mean? Well, if you're trying to thrive in life without the guilt, that means you're not going to be shameful of what you have or have not done, okay? Because it can go both ways, can it not? We can be shameful or live in guilt for what we have accomplished. How do we do that, you ask? Perfectionism. It traps me every single time. That's one thing that traps me the most. When I'm trying to put something together and I think, okay, the gals out there, they are going to love this. Some of the guys will too. They're just going to eat it up. And then I sit on it and I sit on it longer. Why? Because it's not perfect. Have you ever found yourself in that situation? Maybe you're wanting to host Thanksgiving, but for some reason, every single time you turn around, it's just not perfect. It doesn't match your standards. Even though you've accomplished much, it's still just not quite there. You're down the guilty road, right? So you've got to make a promise to yourself to celebrate in style. Whether you have accomplished something and you're still beating yourself up for the lack of perfectionism that you think should have been brought out in it, or you are going down the guilty road again of saying, well, I just didn't get that done. I missed this, oh, and that. Oh my gosh, what was I thinking? That's not fair to you at all. You need to learn and begin to understand how to thrive without guilt. And you do that by making a promise to celebrate in style. And so this Thanksgiving, the remainder of the week, if you're in another country, guess what? Celebrate with us anyway. Make this your Thanksgiving week and holiday. Because you know what? We all need to have a time of Thanksgiving and we need to have it all the time. Have you noticed the theme running through the episodes this week? It's gratitude. It truly is gratitude, reaching down deep and being thankful and grateful for what's right before us. And that's what we have to do when we thrive without guilt, when we celebrate in style. Number one, when you're going to celebrate in style, you have to get your workout in, even if it's a walk. You may be thinking, oh, but Christiane, have you seen my menu? I have got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning because by 1 o'clock, the entire clan is going to be here and I'm feeding them. And if I'm not up early, none of it's going to get done. I don't have time for a workout. Oh, yes, you do. Because if you don't work out, you know what's going to come in? Stress, overwhelm, that perfectionism look that you get in your eyes when, oops, you left the, you know, green bean casserole in the oven just way too long. No. What you're going to do is you're going to get your workout in, even if it's just a walk, even for 10 minutes. I guarantee you it will make you feel better. It's going to elevate your positive emotions, your positive feelings. You won't have the opportunity to put yourself down because you're going to increase those endorphins. And it's going to be like, wah! It's fireworks happening within your body. That's the prep to celebrate in style. Number two, in order to thrive without guilt and celebrate in style, you must drink water and lots of it. There's going to be lots of goodies to drink. We are going down to visit our family on Thanksgiving. We're headed out. We're excited. We're going to have almost all the way down to fifth cousins, I think, in some areas. It's all on my mom's side of the family. And I love these kind of celebrations. It just gives me goosebumps that my children and I, we get to know our family that far deep. And that's kind of unusual nowadays. Maybe we know it more from afar, you know, via online or Skype or whatever, but to actually be and have a relationship, that's awesome. So you're going to be tempted with lots of goodness, lots of good drinks, whether they're alcohol related or spiked coffees or just yummy juices. Either way, what you need to make sure to celebrate in style, you've got to drink lots of water. Lots and lots and lots of water. This is going to keep your cells hydrated, and it's going to help rid your body of toxins. It's going to keep the goodness within you. It's going to keep you what? Level-headed. It will. And in order to celebrate in style, you got to be level-headed. You can't be, you know, the turkey who's lost their head and you're flying off all the time because you left the green bean casserole in the oven for too long, or for some reason you accidentally burnt one thing of your favorite croissants. Whatever the case may be, I know you've done it before, haven't you? Drink lots of water. It's going to keep the sanity in check, and you need to keep your cells in check. And that's where it all starts. That's the foundation. Number three, to celebrate in style, you must enjoy a serving of your favorites, but don't overindulge. So as much as you like to think, this being Power Pack Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S., you're thinking, okay, we focus on fitness and nutrition. Yes, we do. We think more about the body, really nourishing the body from the inside out. And now you're telling me to enjoy some of my favorites when my favorites are like the five pies that are in front of me? Yes, I'm telling you to enjoy a serving of your favorites. Now, if you do have five pies to eat, I suggest you take about three bites of each of the pies that you like. By the time you're done, you will have had one full good-sized piece of pie, but you've been able to enjoy all of the different varieties. And you don't have to feel like going home like a plump pumpkin. You're just enjoying the wonderful taste, the goodness. You satisfy the initial cravings. You're not telling yourself you can't have it, but you enjoy the serving, those bites, those little morsels that you get. But again, don't overdo it. Less is more. And of course, you know, if you like potatoes, I mean, come on, who doesn't like potatoes? I don't care how they're fixed. Potatoes are just yummy. And it's one thing I happen to adore. I love potatoes. Gravy, no gravy, butter, no butter, salted, peppered, I mean, sweet, golden yellows, I mean, Idaho's. You got it. You name it. I'm a potato woman. But you know what? I cannot eat potatoes every single day. I can't make it a part of my daily nutritional intake because of the way my body works. So when a holiday does come around and I have the opportunity to enjoy just a few bites because I'm not cooking the entire meal for everybody like sometimes I do, then I can have that kind of, I'm relaxed basically. And I can really enjoy the three bites here, the three bites there, which actually ends up being just one serving. And I don't have to feel what? Guilt. Thrive without guilt. All right, are you hanging in there with me? Okay, so you're making a promise to celebrate in style because you're going to thrive without guilt, right? Number four, are you with me? You got to be present. Be present. And I say this out of great love, and I say this probably talking more to me than anybody else. Put your work away. Put whatever you have to do away. I don't care if you have a network marketing business. I don't care if you're writing a blog. I don't care if you are trying to, have your own podcast and you're in the midst of that. No, put it away. For the time that you are with family, with friends, whoever your company is, put it away and be present. Be present. Because when you are present, guess what? You're going to give away your guilt. Did you hear what I just said? When you are present, you will give away your guilt. You won't have any. You see, we take on guilt because we feel what? Guilty. That we did not what? Participate in life. Something was missing. Well, if you're present, nothing is going to be missing. Do you see how that works? It's amazing. So be present to give away your guilt. That's how you're going to thrive. I promise you. I promise you. But you really do have to be present. Not just sit there and act like you are. Be in conversation. Put away that daggum phone. Turn it off. I mean, I give you permission not to listen to me. Okay? As much as I enjoy our conversations, the people who are in front of you are the most important ones in the room. Who cares about Facebook? Put away your Instagram account. You need to turn them off for the time that you are celebrating in style. That's how you're going to thrive without guilt. Otherwise, I guarantee that come the end of the night, what will happen is you will settle in and your mind will begin to wander throughout the day and you'll replay your own highlight reels in your head and you'll begin to think back on certain conversations, maybe even telephone conversations that were had. Because I know some people who aren't traveling. They're just with their immediate family. But you're going to have conversations. And you're going to feel like, gosh, why didn't I ask them this? I wonder what they're doing about this. Why didn't I even... What's happening there? You're playing the guilt reel. If you really want to thrive without guilt, you've got to be present. And I'm telling you, that is one of the hardest things to accomplish. Because our attention spans are so short. We are just bombarded all the time with information, with pictures, and it has to change all the time frequently or what? It loses our interest. It doesn't pique us anymore. We don't get this like thrill. It's gone. And when it's gone, we're no longer present. So work at it. It's going to be maybe a little more challenging for you than normal, but be present to celebrate in style. And finally, number five, I want you to celebrate each other. Whether you're traveling and, you know, to go see friends and family, whether you're staying in and people are coming to you, or maybe you're just staying with your own family, your immediate family. I mean, for us, you know, our family of seven, not counting all the animals, it's a party every single day. And usually we have, especially in Thanksgiving, we usually end up having a few college classmates of our kiddos come in too, because it's too far for them to travel. We've got a wonderful Chinese girl who we love dearly, Elena, and she comes and she spends Thanksgiving and Christmas with us because she doesn't go back every single holiday to her family. I mean, it's expensive to fly back to China. Seriously. So she's kind of adopted us and we've adopted her into our family. So whoever you're celebrating with, celebrate each other. Really learn and dive in more because that relationship that is right in front of you is the most important relationship there is. Not the relationship on Facebook, not how many likes you get on Instagram. Not how many funny videos you can watch on YouTube because you're just bored and you're just kind of letting your, you know, day fade away. That can happen all later. But you have to celebrate each other with the people who are right there in the room with you. Sometimes family time is most challenging because we all, as we grow, we kind of get our own opinions. And if you're an opinionated person, and I'm not saying a negative opinionated person, I'm just saying one who likes to speak and voice how they feel or what they're feeling or their types of emotions. And you may have some of those in your family who are what? Drama seekers. Oh, yes. You know those right now, don't you? I see that smile on your face. Yes, we all have them in our families. And they're the ones that like over-dramatize everything. You still got to love them where they're at. You still got to celebrate each other. And that's what I mean right there. In order to celebrate in style, you got to celebrate each other. This is who God has blessed you with. Whether you like it or not, we don't choose our family. We do choose our friends, but we don't choose our family. But you know what? For some reason, God has chosen them for us. And there's a reason why. You can be a blessing to them, even in the hard times, even when things aren't so good. Maybe you've recently lost a loved one and you're like, Christiane, there's just no way we can celebrate this year. It's tough having those holidays following a loss of a loved one, an unexpected death in the family, an unexpected illness that one is dealing with. It's tough. But you know what? It's best celebrated together, honoring each other. And that's truly what Thanksgiving is about and what every day should be about. You see, in order for us to thrive without guilt, we need to do this on a daily basis. Celebrate in style. Remember, this is your day too. It's your day to maybe make amends with someone who you haven't seen in a couple years. This is your day to let your light shine, that light of love, that light of respect, that light of joy that God has placed within you. You are a tender-hearted woman and man, if you're listening. And this is your opportunity to thrive without guilt. Don't stress over these holidays. Make them fun. If nothing else, think of some questions that you haven't asked in a really, really long time. And just be one who listens and asks the questions. Because it's amazing what we'll learn about each other when we stop long enough to listen and we put our guilt away of saying, gosh, I got to be perfect all the time, or I'm never going to live up to, you know, this side of my family's, you know, expectations. They really don't like me. You can still thrive without guilt. But you got to know how to put everything away, and you got to know how to celebrate in style. And I know you can absolutely positively do that because you're an incredible woman of impact. Just in case you and I don't get the opportunity to chat on Thanksgiving, I want to take a moment out and wish you a very blessed and happy Thanksgiving. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family beyond anything you can imagine. Take your light and let it shine bright. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.